Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, August 28th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Storm headed to Florida. Three Americans killed in Australia. A blue moon is a real thing. Nordstrom closes and Bob Barker passed away. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Governor Ron DeSantis left the campaign trail to go back to do governor things. A tropical storm watch for much of Florida. The storm might turn into a Category 2 hurricane coming up through the Gulf of Mexico. 1,100 National Guardsmen have been mobilized. They have access to 2,400 high-water vehicles and 12 aircraft for rescue and recovery efforts. The storm will hit as early as Tuesday, the brunt of the storm on Wednesday. At least three U.S. Marines were killed in an Osprey aircraft crash in Australia. There were 23 Americans on the aircraft when it crashed during a training exercise. Five others were transported to a local hospital in serious condition. This was during a training exercise with the militaries of the United States, Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and East Timor. It's believed only Americans were on board. A rare, not only blue moon, but a super blue moon will shine on August 30th. Now, in your mind, you're thinking it's going to be blue. It's not. Blue is just an expression. It means it's the second full moon that occurs in a single month. Wednesday, 9:36 p.m. Eastern, that is the maximum of the super blue moon moment. The Nordstrom downtown San Francisco is closed after 30 years in business. They can no longer take the homelessness, drug use, and crime. The Nordstrom made it through COVID, recessions, you name it. They couldn't make it another day of a far left Democrat controlled city. In San Francisco, downtown foot traffic down 65%. 95 stores have closed, 31% office vacancy. Public transportation use down 65%. And property tax revenues are down $196 million compared to pre-COVID levels. The great Bob Barker has passed away at the age of 99. He hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. Barker was raised in South Dakota and Missouri and joined the Navy during World War II. He started hosting the show when he was 48 and retired in 2007 at the age of 83. He met his wife in high school, married in 1945. She passed away in 1981 from lung cancer. Bob said, "I never had any inclination to remarry. She was my wife." I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day next. But remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I am following, but not closely, this football story where The Blind Side, you may remember that. It was a movie and it was a book where there was an African-American football player adopted by a white family in the South, and the family raised the boy into college, and he became a pro football player, and it was a heartwarming story and all that. And now it turns around, and Michael Orr, the football player, says he was exploited by the family, and the family says that's a lot of baloney, that we did everything we could to make this boy's life better and all of that. I don't know. I'm not there. I can't pronounce judgment on it. But what I can talk about this morning, and it's a topic that disturbs me greatly, is betrayal. So somebody in this case betrayed somebody else. Either Michael Orr, the football player, betrayed the family, or the family exploited Michael Orr. Again, I don't have subpoena power. I don't know. But I do know that every one of us in the world is betrayed at one time or another. That is why Judas Iscariot has such a prominent place in the New Testament. That story was inserted in the Bible for a reason, to warn everybody that you are likely to be betrayed and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bill, why do you always say Bobby Kennedy Jr. has no chance of winning? Because he has no chance of winning. The odds are 11% that he will be the next president, the Vegas odds. And if you go to London, you can actually put money on it. It's illegal here in the United States. He just doesn't have a constituency. The Democrats don't like him. Most Republicans don't like him. The anti-vaxxers like him, but that's not enough. Christopher, Mark Twain said, if you don't read the news, you are uninformed. And if you do read it, you are misinformed. Mark Twain, love him. Roberta Staniland, Jayton, Texas. Bill, do you think White House aides bother to read letters from the folks? No. If you write to your senator or congressperson or president, chances are a staffer might read it, but they're never going to read it in a million years. David, concierge member, whenever you discuss a rise in gas prices, you rarely mention those of us who reside in California paying another buck. I always mention it. You get the highest tax, state tax on gas in the country, probably in the world. Well, maybe that's not true. In the country. That's why you're paying so much. Ethan. You can bash Hillary Clinton all you want, but she won the popular vote against Trump. The Electoral College must be abolished. If the Electoral College, Ethan, is abolished in America, our democracy is finished. Because the reason Hillary Clinton won the popular vote is California and New York. They are dramatically liberal states and always will be that. Because so many people live in those two states, a Republican can't win the popular vote. The Republican can win many more states, but not the popular vote. So the question, Ethan, is, do you want L.A. and New York running this country? If you do, then you abolish the vote. John, O'Reilly, you are the best because you are the best. Okay, I'll take it. Very nice of you to say so. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in the year 12 AD, the future Emperor of Rome was born in central Italy. His brief reign will go down as one of the most destructive and diabolical regimes in human history. Here is the story of Caligula. Gaius Julius Caesar Germanicus was the third son of a renowned Roman general. His father's soldiers dubbed the boy Caligula, Latin for little boot, a reference to the bizarre uniform his parents forced him to wear. After the death of his family, the young child was adopted by Roman Emperor Tiberius. Caligula was 24 years old when he took over power in Rome. After a somewhat promising start, the young ruler was diagnosed with what doctors at the time called brain fever, which is really paranoia. Caligula immediately ordered his closest advisors killed, then forced members of his own family to commit suicide. He terrorized members of the Senate. Under penalty of death, lawmakers were forced to run naked alongside the emperor's chariot. He even raped a senator's wife as political retribution. Caligula had Roman citizens murdered at will and often watched his victims being tortured before their execution. When presiding over the sacrifice of a bull, Caligula pardoned the animal, then beat the cleric to death with a hammer. After all of these things and much, much more, including the Roman Empire descending into bankruptcy, the Roman elite had seen enough. On January 24th, 41 AD, Caligula went to the theater. On his way home, military officers forced him into a dark alley where they stabbed him 30 times. And here's something else you might not know. While remembered for his depravity, Caligula was instrumental in expanding the empire. Under his reign, Rome conquered new territories, including Great Britain. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.